quarter to four.
It's Radio 101 right there.
Oh, man. See, nobody would have known that if you hadn't told on me.
I got to let that out of the bag.
Quarter to four. It's a Friday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you for about another hour and change, and then we hand it off to Rob Polinsky. He's on the call over at Tri-C in the baseball regional semifinal, Avon taking on Medina. Well, it's weird, man, not being on the road with the Lake Erie Crushers. It's just a strange feeling because I've been on the road, at least in the first half of the season, with these guys over the course of the last seven seasons. But this year, of course, no roadies for me. Chris Lehman, though, is on the road with the Lake Erie Crushers. He's been with them since they took to the road a week ago today, and he joins us now on the hotline. Chris, how are you?
Doing really well. Enjoying the road trip so far. It's been a long one. Haven't been on the road with the team this long before, but having a good time. And I got to thank you for the book recommendation. I picked up the Joe Buck autobiography and read that already. Already blew right through it, and that was a fantastic book. So, enjoying myself on the road, having a good time as they picked up the wins in the last two games against Gateway and got the series. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, I tell you what, that's just a small portion of what I pass on to those who are in that incoming generation. I tell them what books to read. It is a fantastic book, though, and if you're a broadcaster, that's a book I think you need to get your paws on because it is hysterical. And for those that don't know, the Joe Buck autobiography is titled Lucky Bastard. It's hilarious. It's very, very good. I think even those that maybe aren't too fond of Joe Buck would certainly enjoy picking that up. Chris, who in your mind individually has stood out offensively on this road trip for the Crushers so far?
Well, it's been a different guy, really, it seems like, in every game in this series, and it really picked up. They were a little bit off in that first road series against Traverse City. It took a little while to get going. But we've seen Cody Lenihan hit three home runs in two nights in the first two games for the Crushers against the Grizzlies in this last series. And then last night, Parker Norris actually became the first guy in the leadoff spot outside of Connor Hoffman, who had started the first 11 games for the Crushers in that spot. He ended up going 2-for-2, also drew two walks and was hit by a pitch, reached every time he was up to the plate. So there's been contribution throughout that lineup. You and I talked about it in the first homestand. It's been a pretty even distribution. Someone has stepped up every night when the Crushers have needed it, and that's part of the reason they took that series in Gateway.
Chris, you bring up that homestand, couple of series at home, and then it's been road games since the beginning of the season. You guys have been out there for quite some time. How's everybody doing out on that? I mean, and what's the mentality of the players, the managers, the coaches? Are they happy with what they've been seeing this early in the year to have this long a road trip?
Oh, yeah, I think they've been very happy with it. I talked to Jordan Dean before game two of the Gateway series, and he talked about you have to just find your way into a routine on the road because it is a little bit different. You have to come to the field with everybody at the same time. You got to ride the bus. It's just a little bit of a different feel. And I think everyone's starting to get into that routine here. And it helps early, I think, to have this long road trip where you can give yourself a rhythm. And so you know when you go on the road next time how to handle yourself. And they're happy with the way that it's turned out. It was, as I mentioned, a slow start, but you pick up those two big wins against the Grizzlies and get the series here in that last series. So I think they're very happy with the way that it's turned out so far.
Well, interesting. We had a discussion like that yesterday, talking about the Cavs going on the road and how it's all business when you're on the road, especially at that level, too. You know, you really get a chance to mingle and meet with the teammates, your teammates. I mean, you don't really get a chance to do that when you're at home because you're kind of on your own schedule. But boy, on the road, you are just in that bubble with those guys in the same hotel, on the same bus, in the same clubhouse, and you kind of have to be around each other to get to know each other that much more. And I think that especially helps out some of the newer guys like Jordan Kurikawa. And boy, he pitched really well yesterday. And Chris, for those who maybe didn't get to hear your broadcast yesterday, how did the debut of Jordan Kurikawa go, and boy, what made him so good yesterday?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad you brought him up because he really fit into this team really well. Just joined the team two nights ago, came back on the bus after game two with us in the hotel, and then started, of course, yesterday. But he looked really good. He does a good job of hitting the strike zone. Just one walk in that outing last night in 5 1/3 innings. Only three strikeouts, but he did a good job making things manageable for the defense and held things in check. and was able to pick up the win. But I was impressed with how well he was able to fit in with the team just right off the bat. He was able to hit it off with some guys, and so I think he was really comfortable getting out onto the mound and having those guys backing him up, and that was just an extra confidence boost.
And taking a look at some of these offensive numbers, Chris, I mean, it still seems like the numbers are there for guys like Sean Hurley and Connor Oliver, both hitting 300 or better. I mean, Hurley's driven in a dozen runs, but boy, one kind of sort of surprise on here would be Parker Norris. I mean, he's still at the top of the list. He's hitting a legit 333 on the year. He's got 10 hits, and boy, he's getting on base at a rampant pace with a 500 on the nose OBP. What's made him so good on this road trip?
Well, like a lot of these crushers hitters, he's been pretty patient. They've worked some deep counts. That was very evident yesterday and the day before as they were able to chase some starters fairly early in these outings. A lot of it due to the pitch count that these starters have been racking up for the opposing teams. So the big thing there is patience. Like I said last night, two walks for Norris. You go back and look at last series overall, Connor Oliver, five walks, Hurley and Norris both with four. So there are some guys out there who are willing to take pitches, work into counts, and I think I mentioned it last night, Rob Poehler, who was in the lineup last night for the Crushers, saw 14 pitches as he drew a walk in his first at-bat. And I think that just goes to show that patience and the defensive hitting. He got down 0-2 in that count and had to work back from it. So the patience is the big thing there for Norris. Also took one off the right shoulder, the back of his right shoulder. So taking one for the team as well. But they're just finding ways to get on base, and that's why they were able to be so successful offensively the last couple nights.
Chris, you mentioned at the beginning of this road trip, things were a little slower, maybe guys getting used to things. What's been the biggest difference between then and this series win over the Gateway Grizzlies?
I think it's just the rhythm. They seem to be in sync. When they need the hits, they're getting them. The best example of that would have been the night before in Game 2, Max Casper, who I actually had the privilege of rooming with on this road trip, a great kid. He did a great job, picked up two singles, and he had mentioned to me that day that he was, I wouldn't say frustrated, but definitely noticing that he didn't have the numbers he wanted offensively. Comes up twice in two-out situations where the Crushers needed hits and knocked in three runs on two singles. So it's a matter of being in rhythm and in sync with this team and getting the hits that they need. And I think that all just comes with getting used to being on the road here early in the season.
Well, Chris, we'll cut you loose on this. I know you guys have a game coming up in a little bit here against the Normal Corn Belters, kicking off a three-game series down at the Corn Crib. What can you tell us about this series and more specifically the matchup between the Crushers and Corn Belters later on tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, I like the starter the Crushers have going tonight. Adam Quintana due up in the rotation. He'll be out there 2-0 in his two appearances. He's had a great command of the strike zone, so it'll be exciting to see him out there. But this, to me, is all about redemption for the Crushers. They dropped all six contests to the Corn Belters last year, who really swung it well against the Crushers, had two guys batting an even 500 in those six games. Seven were over 300. So the Crushers, I think, want to get out there and get some redemption for not being able to take one from the Corn Belters last year.
All righty, Chris, well, we appreciate the time as always. I know you got to jump out and get onto that bus to make sure you get down to the Corn Crib on time. But thanks for the time, and we will see you back in Avon on Monday.
No doubt. Looking forward to it. And as always, it was a pleasure to be on with you guys.
All righty, Chris. Appreciate that very much. Chris Lehman with the Lake Erie Crushers enjoying that road trip. A long one. Nine games in that first roadie of the season. Again, the Crushers and Corn Belters will get after it a little bit later on tonight. We need to take a break. We're coming back after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Talent, tenacity, trust. JDP Search Group is Ohio's premier talent search